kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, hanging out in a discotheque, apparently, playing, you know, the soundtrack of Brian Kelly's life. So, anyways, we are talking about the Republican Party. And I find it quite troubling, Brian, that, you know, I understand the tribalism. You know, I'm a little tribal myself. Yeah, I've always been a homer. I always like my team best. And, of course, I feel a little more sympathetic for the policies of the left, of the Dems. And I get the notion that my guy's currently the president. Joe Biden, you know, I didn't love him, but I voted for him and I support him because he's my president. And we currently got this little foreign conflict going on. And I think, you know, even if he's not my favorite president, although right now he is, certainly he's better than the last guy. But at least I wouldn't be a traitor against him. Sure, I hashtagged your guy, not my president, said that. But, you know, legitimately, I never questioned the Electoral College outcome that made Trump the president in 2016. I never questioned the legitimacy, he didn't even win the popular vote, and he was still the president. And I said, okay, I don't like the guy. But you know what? If we'd have been on the precipice of war with Russia, I wouldn't have been cheering for the Russians. You know what I'm saying? That just seems a little traitorous to me.
I made this comment that, you know who puts party over country?
Republicans?
The communist people of the authoritarian regime of China. The people who are the authoritarian regime in Russia, those people put party over country. I don't understand why that's so hard to understand.
Well, I think Republicans, A, don't have a clear idea what it is that they would do if put in this situation. I mean, even Trump yesterday, oh, Putin's so savvy. He's such a genius. It would never happen on my watch, he claims. Well, no, you were kind of in cahoots with the guy. You were doing a hell of a job of undermining the United States, you and Putin both. So no, why would he invade? Didn't need to. You were on the same team. Anyways, let's get back to this Waldman piece because we're going to run short on time. So whether you're a Putin fanboy or a cold warrior, can you agree that the real problem here is weakness? Why is this crisis happening? Because Biden is weak. Why should what should America do now? Not be weak. Because Biden is weak. Is your favorite baseball team going to win the pennant this year? They would if Biden wasn't so weak. Did you get it? I mean, this is their new attitude. Blame it on Biden. Because their greatest fear is that the American people might actually rally around the president in a patriotic fashion on the precipice of war. How dare the American people actually say, you know what? We elected this guy. I hope he's a good leader. Now's the time when we test his mettle. Instead, they've already predetermined, oh, he's weak. That's the entirety of their narrative. And of course, what would they do? Well, they wouldn't be weak like that guy. More from the Waldman piece. Biden weakness invited Russian aggression. Republicans say the headline at the Fox News. Biden is the weakest president that America's ever had, says former Trump administration ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. Now, she's not very courageous in her own regard. No one fears this pathetic old geezer, says the National Review. The House Republican Conference tweeted a picture of Biden with the caption, "This is what weakness on the world stage looks like." Rep. Elise Stefanik of New York, the third-ranking Republican in the House, tweeted, "Biden is unfit to serve as commander-in-chief. He has consistently given in to Putin's demands and shown nothing but weakness." Though some Republicans say the sanctions at the center of Biden's strategy should have started earlier, you'll have a hard time finding one who can specify in any detail what Biden's weakness towards Russia has consisted up to this point, nor what a strong president would be doing instead. Mounting a ground invasion to take Moscow? Launching nukes? What's your plan? If the answer is what Biden is doing, but, you know, more, that's not very persuasive. But as far as they're concerned, strength isn't something presidents demonstrate with their actions. It's a more of a ineffable quality that the Republican presidents possess by definition, while Democrats, Well, they lack it. Consider Trump, short of literally getting down on his hands and knees to shine Putin's shoes or something else, to Crudy's opinion, there's almost no way you could imagine Trump having been weaker towards Putin than he actually was. Trump continually praised the Russian dictator, dismissed his misdeeds, and went out of his way to denigrate NATO, just as Putin would want. It culminated in the utterly disgraceful display at the 2018 summit in Helsinki. I think we mentioned that one, Fancy. When Trump was asked about Russian interference in the 2016 election, and he declared he was taking Putin's word over the analysis of U.S. intelligence agencies because President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
It was so embarrassing that even Republicans were shocked. Then Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee said Trump made us look like a pushover. John McCain called it one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. Let's not forget, those guys were Republicans. That wasn't Democratic criticism of your cult leader. Nevertheless, today's Republicans claim that when it came to Russia, Trump was a paragon of strength. And however this crisis ends, they will insist that everything would have been worked out far better if only Biden were stronger, whatever that frickin' means. To be clear, everyone has the right to criticize the president. Having politics end at the water's edge brings its own problems, nor is there anything wrong with intra-party differences. But rather than a lively debate over alternative courses of action, what we're seeing right now from the GOP is mostly juvenile name-calling. Not that we've had much reason to expect anything different, because your party's out of ideas, Trump never had any courage, and you're all freaking traitors if you currently support Putin's actions to invade a foreign country. So I'm just saying, you know, are you a traitor or are you an American? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We'll go to the phones. 844-967-2789.
This Russia thing.
You got nothing.